In behavioral biology, it's extremely important to know the individuals. I started out learning how important it was to look at the individuals when I was working with bumblebees, because I would go out in the field and let's say here is clover and dandelion and all kinds of other flowers, and you watch, let's say, individuals of a species, Bombus terricola, Bombus vagans, or whatever. It's not that one species goes to one flower, another species to another. What happens is you actually see individual bees who stick to specific individual kinds of flowers. I realized, why is it that one bee would be foraging from one flower and another one of the same kind pass that flower by and go to another? So I had to find out how these individual variations came into being. And for that, I had to mark individuals in a colony. So I made a big enclosure where I put flowers where the bees could fly around, and I put in a colony with 20, 30 bees in it. They're small colonies, and I marked each bee with a little number, a little tag that you put on it and stick it onto the thorax, and it's got a number on it in different color. So I can see at a glance, okay, he has 13 red or 2 blue or 3 green, and keep track of it. And I found that they start out their foraging career kind of randomly looking at just about everything, and they're very clumsy at handling some flowers. And very quickly, they go to the flower where they find the most nectar, and they become more and more proficient, quickly handle the flowers and get the pollen and the nectar out of it, and then they specialize and get better and better. So the same thing happened with the ravens. I found that when I started watching is that sometimes I would see fighting, and other times I would see birds getting along, and some would make these calls and others wouldn't. And so I knew it had to do with individuals, but I didn't know what was behind it. And so I had to study individuals. And one way to study individuals, of course, is to get to know them, is to have tame animals really look up close so that you see how they react without, they have to be tame, without interference of an observer. So normally studying wild animals, especially wild ones like ravens, they'll see you from a mile and everything's gone. You are the focus now and forget about what you were trying to find out. It's very difficult to see what their real behavior is. At least if you're close enough to identify individuals normally, then it's very difficult to do that because they're extremely alert. So one of the key points in having this raven study be a success is that I had to capture a whole bunch of wild ones and mark them in such a way that I could identify them from a distance. So eventually this involved capturing them and putting wing tags on them with numbers, just exactly what I had with the bumblebees. And that's when the story got cracked. That's when I suddenly could see what was going on after I could identify the individuals. But of course, the close-in behavior, from that I had some predictions of who was reacting with whom and why. And again, I had to test that in an enclosure, and I did exactly the same thing with the ravens as I did with the bumblebees. I made a big enclosure, only this one covered half an acre, to make it as close as possible to what might be in the wild. And in matter of fact, those birds, those wild birds, got fairly tame in there too. They would ended up feeding almost at my feet. Then totally new things opened up, from the tame birds who had been hand-reared and the wild ones that were caught and then released. One of the first things I learned with the tame birds is something that turned out to be very similar to the bumblebees. General folklore that corvid birds are attracted to shiny objects. And in fact, they are attracted to shiny objects, but that kind of misses the point what's really going on. I had young ravens, they're out of the nest, they follow me around because I've been feeding them. And so I would lead them down a corridor of the raven enclosure, and I would seed it with different objects, shiny ones, let's say bottle caps or seashells or all kinds of objects, or caddisfly larvae in cases, or mealworms, corn, or whatever. It turned out that just like the bees, the birds would pick at almost anything they came on, the young birds. And then they would get familiar with it. And very quickly they would find, bottle caps, not too interesting, or coins. You pick them up and you see, well, they will attract, but they won't hold their interest. And very quickly they will concentrate and to look for things where they get rewarded. So that was kind of interesting. And it shows, the commonality between underlying mechanisms.